luistert naar de Concertzender en we draaien een fragment of het stuk Chronometography van Raimondo Sweekate. Het komt van een cd en die heet Anthology of Latinian Art Music of the 21st Century. Curated by Frank J. Oteri. En hij zit naast mij en hij is dus de curator. Welcome, Mr. Oteri.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
What exactly does a curator do?
Well, the Lithuanian Music Information Center asked me if I would be interested as an outside person from Lithuania to give my thoughts about what I was excited about in Lithuanian music, what pieces were interesting to me.
You're from New York City.
New York City, yes, yeah, so in the United States. Quite far away from Lithuania.
That's right.
Yes.
And?
So in 2005, in Vilnius, the capital of Lithuania, at the Contemporary Art Center, they did a presentation of the performance oratorio Machunas, which I created with the Italian painter and conceptual artist Lucio Pozzi. And we did this in the Contemporary Art Center, and it was an evening-length work of music about the origins of Fluxus. And so I was known as a composer. And since I'm also a music journalist, I am the co-editor of New Music Box, which is the web magazine from New Music USA, which I've been doing for 20 years. They asked me to sort of do this journalistic thing with Lithuanian music. And so they opened up their entire archive to me digitally.
Oh, that's interesting.
I had access to the music of 90 different composers.
Well,
it was very, very difficult, and they wanted me to make one CD.
That's, I said, there is so, to choose.
There is so much good music, this is impossible. Please, can I do two CDs?
Yes.
And they said, okay. And the CDs, you will see the timing is so full. Almost 79 minutes, it's almost busting the length of the CD. It was very difficult to narrow it down.
Mm.
But we picked, in the end, I picked 18 compositions.
Compositions.
By nine men and by nine women.
How long did it take you to choose?
It took the entire summer.
Did it?
All I was doing was studying scores because I had access to all the scores and all the recordings. And in this package that was released by the Lithuanian Music Information Center, also included, in addition to the music, are PDFs of all of the scores. So you can actually see.
And you can play
the music. Well, I mean, you can play it if you have the ensemble. You need to get parts. They're perusal scores. You would need to contact the Lithuanian Music Information Center for actual performance materials. But at least you can see and have an idea. Maybe this works for my group. Maybe this will work for my chorus, my orchestra. It's all different kinds of ensembles. But that is why we only did music that was notated. There is no improvisation-based music, no exclusively electronic music. The idea was to get ensembles from other countries all over the world to perform Lithuanian music.
And it's this art music from the 21st century.
Yes. Well, everything was after the year 2000. So it was
so 20 years.
Yes. Well, at that point, this was a few years ago now.
Yeah.
2017 in the summer I did it. They released it in 2018, so it was about 17 years
this
in.
This must be a source of music then, because it's only 20 years and you have such many compositions to choose.
It's true, and there were so many wonderful compositions that I did not get to choose. Actually, I should say, the compositions that were of a very long duration were at a disadvantage, because if I include a piece that's, say, 45 minutes, that's more than half of one CD. So we tried to really focus on pieces that were maybe 5 to 15. The longest piece, I think, is about 15 minutes, which is very long because it takes up a lot of room.
But yeah. And how did they react in Lutinium when you released the CD?
They were quite excited. They invited me over. We did a release party at the largest book fair in the Baltics, which happens once a year, and I gave a talk. And they were so interested because I picked many very young composers who were not the usual composers who are frequently performed. But since I had access to everything, I wanted to choose a wide range.
Yeah. Have you got what is it that the Baltics countries have such a large music tradition?
It's true. It's really been...
Can you explain it?
I don't know where to begin to explain it. Estonia, Latvia,
in short,
and Lithuania all have very strong choral music.
That's right,
traditions.
Yeah. Estonia?
Yes. But what's so interesting is I was actually just in Tallinn last week for the ISCM World New Music Days. I'm the vice president of the ISCM, and we have a festival in a different city around the world every year. And there were lots of concerts of choral music, and the choruses are phenomenal.
Mm.
But there are also other fantastic ensembles. There was a trio of harpsichord, harp, and kanel, which is a traditional, like, zither-type instrument that is played in Estonia, related to the kantele in Finland, sort of like a dulcimer kind of an instrument. And that was a remarkable ensemble. There was wonderful orchestra, fantastic works, electroacoustic music. So they are doing so many different kinds of music, jazz, so many interesting jazz musicians in Estonia and Latvia and Lithuania also. I think it's very exciting. These countries are simultaneously very old countries and also very new countries, because they all became, they have ancient histories, but they became independent nation states in the beginning of the 20th century.
Certainly, yes.
And then they were incorporated into the Soviet Union, and then they broke apart. So they're old and new at the same time. It's so interesting. You go to a city like Tallinn or a city like Vilnius, there are all of these old buildings that go back hundreds and hundreds of years, but there are also brand new buildings and lots of technology.
Yeah.
So it's a very exciting time.
Can we hear on Classical Next some of this music or live?
This time around, I don't think.
No,
there
no, not this time around, but during this festival.
Yeah. You know, Classical Next, there are so many nations that send delegations here. I didn't see anything on this year's program from Lithuania, but maybe next year there'll be something.
Yeah.
Or there, I'm very proud and honored that there's been a lot of music from the United States here, because of course I wear that hat as well.
Yeah. But so you have a lot to do in the Baltic countries, I think, in the near future.
I have a lot to do everywhere.
Everywhere
next
year
I will be in New Zealand, because the ISCM World Music Days will take place in New Zealand.
Okay, so we meet again next year and with a New Zealand project.
That would be great.
Yeah, thank you very much, Frank Oteri. And we have a longer version of Chronometography from Raimondo Zwijkaite, as I pronounce it correctly.
Raimonda Zwijkaite.
Zwijkaite, yes, that's it. Thank you very much,
Thank
Mr. O'Carry.
You.